It's the Satellite Sisters.
Hi, this is Leanne Dolan.
I'm Monica Dolan.
This is Sheila.
I'm Liz Dolan.
This is Julie.
Real sisters, real life, real conversation. Tackling the world one cup of coffee at a time. The Satellite Sisters.
We are the Satellite Sisters. Welcome to the show. It is Sunday, December 8th. Wow, ho, ho, ho. Here we go. Christmas season. I am Liz Dolan. I am in Santa Monica, California, joined on the line with three of my four sisters. Leanne is otherwise occupied today, but Monica Dolan, you're in Portland, Oregon. Ho, ho, ho. How's everything up there?
Cold. Like the rest of the country, it's pretty much cold here.
Well, I noticed on the Satellite Sisters Facebook group this morning that Lynn, a regular poster there, noted that it's minus 39 where she lives today. So how do you compare to Lynn's minus 39?
Oh, I don't feel that badly. It's about 15 today in Portland.
Ooh.
So that is pretty chilly for us.
Yeah.
What made it a little chillier is that, of course, just right on schedule, Friday night, my heat went out. And I woke up in the morning and I was like, it feels really cool in here. And I know it was supposed to be cold overnight. So had a little heat outage problem, but the guy came yesterday and luckily he looked at it. He goes, oh, just this part is loose. I'll be out of here in 5 minutes. And that was like the best thing I've ever heard in my life. So it's just wonderful to have heat.
Yes, it is.
Like this.
Well, speaking of which, Julie Dolan, you are in Dallas, Texas, where it looked like pretty much everyone was out of heat and light and food and way out of town.
No kidding. We had Cleon moved into town. I like it that they name all the storms. And I'm going to tell you all about what happened or what's still happening with Storm Cleon. Not to be confused with Storm Dion, which is now coming across the country.
Oh.
So whether you're, okay, yeah, you got to get it. I don't know where, which Monica, I don't know what storm, are you in Dion or are you in some other name storm?
I didn't even know they had a name. Wow.
Can they name just cold snaps? Could you just start naming any kind of extreme weather?
I don't know. All I know is our weather had a name, and it was Cleon. Okay.
All right. Well, Sheila Dolan, you are about 30 miles from me over there in South Pasadena, California. We just have another perfect day in L.A., right?
Well, it's 54. It's
Burr. Burr.
I know. I have my heat on this morning, and I'm wearing my hoodie, but I know it's going to warm up later.
Uh-huh. Yes, I did have my fireplace on all day yesterday, and I just kind of laid in front of it. I have a little bit of a cold, but I'm sure this too shall pass. So what have you guys been up to? Is anyone getting on the Christmas shopping thing? Because I, for one, have not started.
Oh, yeah. Well, this is Sheila. I have started. I'm done with certain things, and I'm also continuing other things in terms of buying. Well, for myself.
That's the spirit, Sheila. So you're only buying Christmas gifts for yourself?
Well, it just so happened, Julie, that I've had to buy some new wardrobe accoutrements and items for myself during this season. So it turns out that Santa is coming early in my house this year. And I know, Monica, you've been out doing some shopping as well.
I know. I don't know if it was the cold weather or what, but I made some crazy purchases last week. The first thing I did was I work on Mondays. I work over at the VA hospital. And they have, I don't know if you guys have ever been to a VA, they have the Patriot store. It's like the PX or the FX, whatever they call it.
Oh, so low-cost items?
And it's got everything from like TVs to tube socks. And they just have a lot of random items for sale there. Many seasonal items. It's a very small store. So every once in a while, to stop by, look at the TV sets and dream about getting one of them. But they had a special going on. It was a post-Thanksgiving Day sale. And I don't know what came over me. I bought a gigantic Cuisinart single serve brew system. I bought.
All right, that is amazing, Monica.
I know. It was so huge, and I had to go get a cart to go back to the store and get it. But I felt like it was quite a deal because my coffee maker, I have a Mr. Coffee. It's, I don't know, 10 or 11 years old. Like, everything in my house doesn't really work very well. So I've been sort of thinking about one of these Keurig or Keurig systems, and that's what this is. It's the Cuisinart Keurig single serve brew system. But here's the deal. It costs $169 in the store, and I got it for $79.
All right.
Dynamite. That is a great savings.
Yeah, great savings.
Monica, I think you should invest in small appliances because none of your large appliances work. So I think the small appliance route is the way to go.
Like, instead of fixing your oven, just get a toaster oven?
Exactly.
That's so funny. Yeah. Why fix the furnace when you can get a small space heater for your bedroom? That's kind of been my MO. But I have to tell you that I got it home, and everyone at work was very happy for me that I had made this crazy purchase at the Patriot store on the way home from the clinic. And they all said, oh, it's not that big. It's not that big. And I was thinking, well, you really haven't seen the counter space of my house. I took it out. That is a coffee system. That thing is huge. It took up like half of my kitchen counter space. But I have this little side table in my kitchen. So I set up a little coffee station there.
That's what you need. Yep, a full station.
You need a full station. It's huge. And then you got to get the K-cups. And I have been enjoying it. Let's say it makes hot coffee, which is something that the Mr. Coffee did not make for many years.
No. And have you been experimenting with different types of the K-cups?
Yes, I have. I had the hot tea. Yesterday when Rick came to fix the furnace, I offered him a hot chocolate.
That's very much in the holiday spirit. Nice.
It was so cold. I was like, Rick, could I get you a hot beverage? I've got, I named all the things I had. So I made him a hot chocolate, had a little paper cup. I put it in. He enjoyed that. So I enjoy the whooshing noise as the hot water is squirting through the K-cup, and it comes out really hot. So far, so good. I also enjoy that it has a big reservoir, so you don't have to fill it up every day. You just fill it up. Takes like, puts like six cups of coffee, six cups of water in the reservoir. So you really only have to fill it up once a week. So that was awesome. Big purchase there.
Yeah. And then, that's a time saver right there.
And then one of my patients at work dropped off some. This week was the Macy's Friends and Family sale, which you know how much I enjoy Macy's.
Yes.
So she dropped off a whole bunch of coupons for everyone at work, and I gave them out to the ICU nurses and pretty much anyone I can find. She dropped off so many of the coupons. So yesterday I decided to cash in on my little friends and family, 25% off. I went to Macy's. I found out that if you have a Macy's card, you don't really need the friends and family coupon, but so I felt a little less special, but no, it was still 25% off.
Uh-huh.
And I told Sheila, I just bought a whole bunch of stuff for myself. Don't expect to see any of this, Liz, under your Christmas tree in bed, but at 25% off, it's just too good to pass it up for things like, I bought socks, underwear, a pair of blue jeans, and I was just ringing up deals all over the store. So that was it. A lot of Christmas shopping for myself.
Wow. Well, Monica, this is Sheila. I got the 25% off as well. Is that just because I've spent so much money at Macy's this year already that I got that? So I have to use mine.
They consider you a friend or family.
Okay. All right, because I already purchased several things this year at Macy's, So now I'm thinking I have to search for things to go buy for myself today, because today's the last day of the friends and family for me.
Well, you could buy for other people too. It doesn't. It's not like you have to.
I know. I realize that. I just want to. What happens to me is I go to buy for my one main person, my daughter Ruth, and I just really like everything I buy. So this year, she wanted sweaters. She lives in New York City. So she, her whole thing is you can't buy a good cardigan anymore. And I agree with her. Have you tried to go find a nice, solid cardigan lately?
No.
No.
Okay. Well, it's hard to find one. And so what I did this year was I bought her lots of other sorts of sweaters, including sort of there's a new boyfriend sort of slouchy cardigan out there that I bought. And I did TJ Maxx. I did Macy's. I did Nordstrom Rack and went to a bunch of places. But what I found in the purchasing was that I really wanted a new sweater as well. In fact, I wanted several new sweaters. Now, are you familiar with this new? It's called a tissue cashmere. Julie, you might have seen it in your travels.
Yes, Sheila, I'm familiar with the tissue cashmere. Do you have one, or did you purchase one?
I have one now. I bought one for my daughter, and I have a tissue cashmere as well. This is a long, open cardigan, tissue cashmere. It's exactly what it sounds like. It's a thin cashmere. It's a layer, Monica. It's an extra layer.
I don't think that would work in Portland. When I put on a sweater, I don't want to put on a tissue sweater.
Okay. Well, in L.A., it's perfect. So I own a couple tissue cashmeres now. And then I went over to Ann Taylor just because
Wait a minute. Let's pack Sheila. Sheila, back up. You said a couple of tissue cashmeres? So you went to buy your daughter one, and then I thought the story was you bought one for yourself, but it sounds like you bought more than one for yourself.
Well, the prices at TJ Maxx were so good this year that I decided to buy. I didn't really have anything to wear to school, Julie. That was that extra layer that I needed.
It's that tissue layer that we all need.
And you could give out to your kids in class if they needed.
I just needed that tissue cashmere. Once you try it on, you realize you really do want it. You need it. So, and that was a bargain, Monica. That was like a $179 item marked down to $79.
Okay, just like my coffee maker.
And that's $79. That must be the magic number. It's like not too high. It's not too small.
They have figured out that people will buy anything for $79.
I'm sure they have, Liz. And you're in marketing. You probably already know that.
I did not know that, but I will be aware of that now when I shop. I will be on the lookout.
So I do have the extra friends and family cards now. I'm waiting to use those. But I did take a little trip over to Ann Taylor when I was at Macy's and when I was TJ's getting the tissue cashmeres because I needed some blouses is the correct word. I needed some real blouses to wear to school.
Liz and Leanne here, and we are so grateful to have Osea support Satellite Sisters. Why? Because it's just a great product. Holy cow, we love Osea's skin and body care. And you know what? This Mother's Day, just look no further than Osea. Spoil the moms in your life with the little luxuries from Osea. The moms, the stepmoms, the bonus moms, the people who bring a touch of something special to your life, aunts, grandmothers, they would love a little Osea this Mother's Day. And you can get 10% off your first order by using our code SATSISTERS at OseaMalibu.com. And Liz, you know what every mother and mother figure needs?
What?
More moisture, Liz. They need more moisture in their skin.
I mean, really, the creams, the lotions, the oils, I love it all. That duo they have going. Oh. Like, You can't miss with the duo of Osea.
Liz, the Mega Moisture Duo.
Yes.
You can literally see your skin get firmer, and it just delivers this full body glow. Okay, you know we have raved about the Undaria Algae Body Oil. Mm-hmm. Well, pair that with the Undaria Collagen Body Oil. Youthful, yeah. Liz. Your youthful, yeah, glow is going to happen. And it's infused with Osea's signature Undaria seaweed. So it just smells so delicious, doesn't it?
I know you're talking about giving it as a gift. I also suggest just giving it to yourself because you're worth it.
That's true. That is absolutely true. Okay, that moisture duo I mentioned too is a great value because you can save 16% plus the extra 10% with our code SAD Sisters. So this is it. This is a win-win-win Mother's Day gift. Spoil the moms in your life with clean vegan skincare and body care from Osea. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with the code SAD Sisters at OseaMalibu.com. And you get free samples in every order and free shipping on orders over $60. Osea is spelled O-S-E-A. So head on over to OseaMalibu.com and use code SATSISTERS for 10% off. Thanks, Osea. Liz, summer is coming up, and you know what that means? It means you're grilling. You're grilling and chilling,
sure,
there,
yes,
with your butcher box. What do you got going on the grill this summer?
Well, you know, here's the thing. Because I'm going to be up in Bend for part of the summer, yeah, I'm having my box sent there, Leanne.
That's great.
Go on vacation with your butcher box is what I'm recommending. Yeah, either way, you're just going to buy meat and fish and stuff when you get there. Why do that? Anyway, I love their steaks. I love their scallops. The scallops are really good. And the chicken thighs, all good. I'm ready.
That's right. Butcher Box gives you peace of mind and easy to find high quality meat and seafood you can trust. It's 100% grass-fed beef, free-range organic chicken, pork that's raised crate-free, and wild-caught seafood. No antibiotics or added hormones. And as Liz said, delivered right to your doorstep. And you can customize that delivery plan, Liz, right? Because it can go wherever you want it to go, whenever you want it to go. If you want to delay it a week, you know, speed it up a week, you just go to your ButcherBox account and you can make that all happen.
It's so easy to manage online.
Yeah. And if you're like Liz, you can take your ButcherBox on vacation, which is... That's nice. Nice to have something familiar there.
Yes.
So if you want to take your meat on vacation, sign up at butcherbox.com/sisters and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional 20% off. So you can choose salmon, chicken breast, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/sisters and use code SISTERS to choose your free for a year offer, plus get $20 off your first order. Thanks, ButcherBox.
And what have you been wearing on your upper half if you have no blouses and no sweaters?
the T-shirt from Target, uh-huh, the dressy tee,
okay,
which after a couple washings is not so dressy.
Yeah.
It's actually trashy. I mean, the good thing about Target is it's really inexpensive. The bad thing is it doesn't last.
Yeah.
So I bought some nice blouses, 50% off at Ann Taylor.
Okay.
50.
50. Good.
50. Four blouses. 50. And then,
wow,
as I was checking out, which I want to ask you guys about, I got something called mystery money. I got
what
a mystery
is that?
Card. Okay, well, what is that? That's just the thing. I'm surprised you haven't heard of it. It's the newest thing out there right now, which it's basically a way to lure you
back in.
Excuse me. Back into the store. It's a card. You have no idea how much the money is worth, how much that card is worth, until you go back into the store and buy something.
Oh, that's diabolical. I am not for that.
Did you fall for that, Sheila?
I'm totally falling for it.
So you're going back today just to solve the mystery. It's not really that you need anything. You're just consumed by the mystery.
It could be anywhere from $20 to $500.
Oh, okay. And they can't tell you right at the moment when they give it to you? They can't swipe it and tell you?
No, you have to go back and buy something. It is diabolical.
And then a check.
Oh, and you have to actually be buying something?
Yet?
I had the mystery card from Ann Taylor I haven't used. And then in the mail the other day, I got 3 mystery monies from Saks Fifth Avenue.
Oh.
So this is a thing.
And this is the, you could probably use these, Liz, because I don't go to Saks Fifth Avenue. That is one store I cannot walk into.
So for my Christmas present, you can just mail me that mystery money right now.
I think that's excellent. Thank you. I will do that, actually. But the thing is the dates, Liz. Week one has already passed.
Oh.
So that's it. The money's off.
Oh.
Week two, you are still eligible to use my mystery money from now until the 14th.
Okay.
All right?
All right.
If you're in town. And then from the 15th to the 21st, you get another mystery money. So I better find a way to get these to you right away.
Right. I would say if you could use one of those drones that just drops things into people's backyards, just try that.
Okay. So that's it. The mystery money, friends and family, they're making it very, very tempting this year out there. Now, Monica, did you buy anything else?
No, I did not.
So, it sounds like you're hiding something.
Just the coffee maker, that's all you did, and the jeans, and what else?
Socks and underwear.
Oh, socks and underwear. Okay. All right, you did some damage.
Which Sheila thinks damage. Is good. Okay, well, congratulations, you guys. You seem way ahead of the game for yourselves for 2014. That's good.
Seems like you're having a very merry Christmas. So keep it up. Keep it up.
So, Julie, were people just completely frozen in place this week in Dallas?
Okay, here's how frozen people were, Liz. On the news, first of all the meteorologists, they had taken their jackets off. You know, they're just in their shirts and their ties.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, this was a serious, serious storm. Secondly, everything was canceled, including they were having a special benefit of showing of the Disney movie Frozen. It was canceled because it was too frozen here.
Too frozen for
absolutely
that.
We have an inch and a half of ice everywhere, so we have trees down, limbs down. We had power, but the next block over didn't have power, so my neighbors were staying with us because we've had very cold temperatures in the 20s. You know, even now this is day 3 and the roads still are covered with ice. You have thousands of flights have been canceled. You have big rigs. They have a line of like 12 miles of just backed up big rig trucks that because all the interstates are, there's so much ice and snow and frozen sleet on the highways, they can't get rid of it. I mean, and I know, you know, all of our great listeners in Minnesota are saying, you know, an inch and a half of ice, it's not the end of the world. We just said Dallas doesn't have anything. We don't have sanders. They don't have that road graders. They just don't have the equipment. And then the other thing they have here in Texas is a lot of yahoos in Ford F-150s who think just because they have a big truck, they can drive in anything. So there have been all kinds of accidents and stuff. Needless to say, I have not been barely out of my house because I've got the broken wrist. So it is absolutely treacherous. And I was like, I can't go down. I cannot afford to go down again.
You can't break anything else. Can you imagine if you ended up with a second broken wrist or some other broken bone? No.
I saw it. So I've been sort of home alone. But because I have the broken wrist, I'm sort of been like, my house looks like a wild animal has been in it because initially, you know, things were under control, but now I've had to like get into things. Like I had to get into the de-icer, so I took this knife and with my left hand, and I'm very right-handed, I'm jabbing into the plastic bag of the de-icer.
Just slashing at it.
It looks bad. And, you know, when you're home alone, what do? You eat and watch TV. So I have I've been ripping open bags of stuff with my teeth because because I can't use scissors. I can't cut things, you know, and I can't really, so there's just like bags all over the place. I can't hang up my clothes. Things are on the floor. It looks like some animal has been in my house.
Did you at least catch up on any good TV? What have you been watching?
Yes, I did, Liz, but I had to tell you this one story because you have been our frequent flyer, and I wanted to ask what you would do. At DFW, the main airport here in Dallas, I mean, they've canceled thousands of flights, and there have been thousands of people stranded at DFW Airport. And they had a story today about a Qantas flight from Dallas that was flying to Brisbane, Australia. And it was supposed to depart on Friday, but that's when the storm hit. So they gave the passengers the option that they could either stay on the plane and enjoy the in-flight information of in-flight entertainment and the food, and they'd give out the blankets and they'd have service, or the passengers could go into the terminal. But the terminal, again, it was fairly chaotic with thousands of people sleeping on cots and things like that. So, Liz, if you were in that situation, what would you do? Would you stay on the plane or would you go into the terminal?
That is quite a Sophie's Choice right there. Those are two awful alternatives in every way. That would be tough. I would assume that even if the terminal were chaotic, it would be the better, freer place to be, because sooner or later on the plane, you would get these sort of overflowing bathroom situation. Things would get more and more intense on the plane. So at least if you were in the terminal, you might be able to like find a corner and just sit down, plug in your mobile devices and, you know, be in your own little world. But that would be a tough choice because it's a jungle out there. Once you go back into the terminal, anything could happen.
So many people stayed on the plane, Liz. They just thought it was quieter and there were fewer people on the plane than in the terminal. And so that's what they did. But
just imagine though, staying on the plane and then flying to Brisbane. I mean, that's a total of like 48 hours on the plane. That is, oh my God, that can't be good for you.
Yeah, it can't be good. So anyway, but yes, so I have been home a lot, which means so I've been eating and watching TV. So I have to ask, because the first night of the storm, that's what I watched. I watched The Sound of Music. Now, Monica, I know that you watched it as well. What did you think?
Julie, I watched it because that was one of the first nights when it really dipped below like 30 here. It was really a cold night. Well, I thought it was ambitious. I enjoyed the fact that they tried to put on a live musical. And I liked, at first, I didn't understand what was happening when Maria went into the woods and the mountains were just sort of cutouts of mountains. I was like, that's not like the movie. And then it dawned on me, of course, they're just doing the play. They're doing the musical, the original Broadway. So I liked that part of it. Now, I thought Carrie Underwood did an amazing job singing. Mm-hmm. Now, her acting was a little bit stiff. But really, it wasn't Carrie's acting that bothered me. It was Captain Von Trapp.
Who played him?
Stephen Boyer.
Oh, from True Blood. Oh.
Yeah, some guy from True Blood. Julie, he was so stiff in the beginning. He did loosen up at the end. He was stiff in the beginning. I just didn't see any chemistry between he and Carrie. I thought the children were excellent, especially Liesl. And I thought Liesl and her boyfriend, you know, I am 16 going on 17, that was excellent. So I enjoyed it. It wasn't, you know, Carrie isn't an actress, so, but good for her, you know, doing that live. And some of those songs are really, really hard to sing. And I thought she did a great job.
Yeah, they said 18 million people watched it. Liz, is that a lot in TV?
That is a lot of people. Yep, that is a lot of people.
Yes.
So, it was an event.
Julie, what did you think?
It really was an event. It was an event. Well, first of all, to flash my credentials, I actually saw the play version with Mary Martin in New York, the Broadway play of Sound of Music. Did anyone else come with a Mom took me.
Nope.
Mom,
I guess and, no. No.
I think this was the older.
You got to do a lot of things we didn't get to do.
All right. Well, I was the only sister that saw Mary Martin in the play in New York. So I was familiar with the play version, which I liked very much. And so I didn't have that moment that Monica had that, like, oh, it's not exactly like the movie, because it seemed much more like the play. I totally agree with what Monica said, that, you know, Carrie Underwood did a fantastic job with the singing. You know, her acting, she's not an actress. So that came out. I kind of thought that Captain Von Trapp warmed up, and I thought in the second half, particularly in the love scenes, he really was quite cute, and I liked his voice and everything. But here's what took it down. And I am going to say something that I know people were thinking, and nobody has the nerve to say it, but I'm going to say it.
I know what you're going to say.
The real weak link in the whole play, and it was a major weak link, was Gretel. The little girl that played Gretel. Okay. Now, just stick with me.
How could she bring the whole thing down? She's not exactly a key.
She brought it to Monica. Okay, right? First of all, the little girl, I'm not faulting her. She should be cast in the movie Annie. She'd be perfect in that movie. But she was no Gretel. And you need Gretel. That is a key role when they sing So Long, Farewell. I mean, you need Gretel, right?
And what was wrong with her, Julie? What was wrong with her in the role?
She was not.
She's saying the sun will come up tomorrow?
You thought she looked like she was in Annie. Okay, she just did not. She didn't have the right. She didn't seem to match the other brothers and sisters who were all wonderful. They were really, really good. They were, except for Gretel. And she just, you know, she wasn't good with Carrie. She wasn't a good actress. She wasn't a good singer. And she just didn't look right for the part. In fact, you know, I mean, a lot of people were like tweeting like crazy about this, the live performance. Do you know that the woman, the actress who played Gretel in the movie, Kim Carrath, actually tweeted that she was mystified and disappointed with the Sound of Music production that she saw? She didn't say it, but I am saying it was Gretel's fault. It was Gretel's fault. She took the whole thing down. I think if you weren't so, like, if you weren't so unnerved, like, why do they have that little girl in that role? She's not right for that. I would have enjoyed it a lot more. Am I right, Monica? Gretel, it was
Julie.
Gretel.
Julie, I concur. She didn't really even look like a Gretel, did she?
Yes. No, she didn't. No. No.
Well, you know, she Annie was an orphan. She's not supposed to look like the rest of them.
She should have been in Annie. I just, the whole time I kept saying, I mean, and I don't want to fault the girl. It's somebody cast her in this role. It's not her fault that she was put in this, but she was just, you know, that. So that was the, I think people would not have said all the terrible things they did about this production. And there was a lot of, you know, haters out there. Yeah. But nobody had the nerve to say that it was Gretel's fault. And I'm just telling you.
Yeah, it signifies to me, Julie, that you do need to leave the house. I mean, you've been in, and it's not your fault, but gosh, that's a lot of hours reading the tweets for the Sound of Music, Julie.
Well, I'm loath to admit that I got home Friday night. I was out of town all week, got home Friday night with a bad cold. So I did watch 5 episodes of Homeland yesterday. That was my entire plan for the day. It was all I could manage, and you know that's very demanding emotionally anyway. So so that was it. That was all I could do. But it sounds like maybe I should have TiVo'd the Sound of Music while I was gone and taken that in too. But I missed that, Jewel. I like the idea of more live musicals on TV, though. I think that's actually a good idea.
It was great to have music. Now, of course, Saturday Night Live did a spoof of it, and they had Kristen Wiig playing. I'm not saying she was playing Gretel, but she was playing the woman with the very large forehead and the little baby doll hands. Okay, if you have a chance to watch it, you should. And subtly, I think people are saying, or people are thinking what I am saying to you here today.
Are you staying up to watch Saturday Night Live, Julie, or do you just have this on TiVo?
Sheila, I just said that I'm home. I'm home. That's all I'm doing is watching TV and ripping into packages of food.
I'm eating Wheat Thins. We get it. We've all been there.
Liz, you know we love talking about Framebridge, don't we?
We do. because there are just so many fun things to frame, Leon, aren't there?
Right. Anything. You can just upload a digital photo from your phone and they can print it and frame it. And that is a gift right there, a gift people would love getting. But Liz, you recently had quite an exciting Framebridge experience. Would you like to share?
I talked about how when we were at the Bruce Springsteen concert, I was with our brother Dick, his wife Susan, his two kids, and one of the roadies threw us the set list at the end of the show, which was amazing to get the actual set list for the actual concert in Los Angeles. And we're like, oh, yeah. Any day now, that's going to be in a place of honor in their home. Sure enough, Leon, they have already frame-bridged it and sent it to us with a picture. So I'll be in Bend next week, so I'll get to see it. But it's just excellent use of the Framebridge resources, the Bruce Springsteen set list.
Fantastic. And this is gift-giving season. So if you have a graduation coming up, a wedding, a shower, Mother's Day, Father's Day, look around. I'm sure you have something fun you can frame, and Framebridge can do it for you. It's easy and it's affordable to frame just about anything. You get fair and transparent upfront pricing based on the size of your item. There's a great selection of frames. And as we've said in the past, fast service, free shipping, great for gifts. Mm-hmm. And guess what? Liz, not many things in life give you a happiness guarantee, but Framebridge does. If you're not 100% happy with your piece, they will make it right. So if this
but
sounds
like... But you're going to be happy, okay? Yeah. That's just the Satellite Sisters promise. You're going to be out. You're going to be happy you did it.
See why Framebridge has been trusted to frame over 2 million pieces. Visit framebridge.com or see a local Framebridge store to get started and custom frame just about anything, like a Bruce Springsteen set list. That's framebridge.com. Thanks, Framebridge. Hey, it's Liz and Leanne here, and we want to thank PROS for supporting this episode of Satellite Sisters. Now, you know, Liz, I've been out and about with my new book, The Marriage Sabbatical. The book is getting rave reviews. I'm very happy. But you know what else is getting rave reviews? My hair, Liz. My hair from PROS is getting rave reviews.
Leanne, I am not surprised. You have been on that PROS hair regimen for quite a while. I mean, you have good hair anyway, but now you have great hair because you've really paid attention to it.
Well, Liz, PROS is made for people, not hair and skin types. Personalization is rooted in everything they do, from their in-depth consultation to their made-to-order model. And you know what? I love the regimen they have me on. Do I take the hair vitamins every day? Yes, I do. Do I use my shampoo and conditioner made especially for Leon Dolan? Yes, I do. I sometimes use the leave-in conditioner when my hair's really dry? I do. And I even have a pre-scalp thing that they give me. Okay, PROS, you're the boss. I'll take it. You tell me what my hair needs. That sounds good. And here's the thing. It's personalization, Liz. For millions of possible formulas, only one is uniquely Leon's. Okay? And I'm using it. PROS isn't just better for you, it's also better for the planet, Liz. They're a certified B Corp, cruelty-free, and the first and only carbon-neutral custom beauty brand. So PROS, we love you. I love the photos of my hair. Couldn't be happier.
Photos of your hair. There are people in the photos, too. That's the thing about a book tour. Everybody has their picture taken with Leon and then post it. So the hair is important.
Couldn't be happier, PROS. PROS is so confident that you'll bring out your best hair and skin. They're offering an exclusive trial offer of 50% off your first subscription order at pros.com/sisters. So you get your free consultation, then 50% off at pros.com/sisters. And PROS is spelled PROSE. pros.com/sisters. Thanks, PROS.
Well, this is Liz. And so, as I just admitted yesterday, I spent most of the day watching TV too. Just a lot of Homeland. I don't know how it happened. I had gotten like way behind on the whole situation. So that was good. But then I was trying to catch up on some things before the show this morning and log into my computer at home and like get it, because I record this on my computer and then we edit it and post it, but we record it on Skype. So as I was trying to log on this morning, like for the life of me, my computer wouldn't let me log on. It just, I just kept flunking me for what my password was. Excuse me. And I don't know if you guys are the same as me, but I think I have reached my total limit on passwords. Like the lifetime limit has been exceeded. I can't.
Yes, Liz, I'm with you.
I just like, so here's what I would like to suggest. All these like Google billionaires who are putting up X prizes for, you know, the first people to fly to the moon or the first people to decode the human genome or, you know, cure cancer or whatever. Why can't they just put up a prize for the person who finds the replacement for the password? I mean, that is what the world needs more than anything else. Because you start 10 years ago when we started needing passwords, right? You start with a series of numbers. So it's your birthday or it's your phone number or something like that. Or your social security.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Yes. Or in my case, for a long time, it was 1111.
So that's a good one, Liz.
But the trick was, Julie, of course, I thought of it as 1111, which seemed hard to decode. You start with a series of numbers, and then all these systems make you change it. So then you add one letter, but the same numbers, right? And then they make you change it again, and you add one capital letter and the series of numbers. And then they make you change it again, and you add like one symbol, like the plus symbol, and then a capital letter, and then a series of numbers. And so you basically have this like 8 versions of a declination of the same original password from 10 years ago. And I can't go anywhere else now with that system. I would have to completely start over again with some new concept. And I don't have any more new concepts in my head. And that's just for my home computer. I have the exact same problem with my work computer. So finally this morning I realized the reason my computer was not letting me sign in is because I was trying to sign in to my work computer, which I had at home with me because I was traveling all week. So once I realized I was on the wrong computer, then I could go back over to my other laptop, which is identical, and sign in. But I know I'm not alone in this. There are only so many stickies you can put on your laptop to remind yourself. There are so many I've even run out of hints, you know, like how to give myself a hint what the number is. And I know I'm not alone. Are you guys having the same experience?
No, exactly. You have to actually write your password on a piece of paper and tape that to your computer. So that's your security system. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Liz, I read about something recently. I think it was in Time magazine about people that are working on this problem. And what it is going to be is a computer chip that you swallow.
Oh. Really? I thought you were going to say like fingerprint recognition or something. No, I have to actually swallow it?
You're going to swallow something. It's some sort of pill, like it's a ingestible password. And then, now this is where the science gets a little foggy for me and I don't really remember the story. But somehow that's going to translate through your body to like fingerprint recognition or face recognition, and that will be your password. It will be inside you, Liz.
Oh, my God. Well, my question is, does it come in vanilla? Because I like vanilla.
It seems like something like that might work its way through your system sooner or later if you had to swallow it. But you're right. Regular old facial recognition, I'd be okay with that. I'm not going to change my face anytime soon. I mean, there are a lot of ladies here in Santa Monica, California, where their computer might stop recognizing them after a certain point.
Yes, there are.
Well,
keep an eye on the ingestible password list.
Ingestibles. Okay. All right. Well,
Monica Dolan, tech news. I like it.
Believe it or not. No, I read about it.
Well, this all leads me to the confession that for the life of me, I cannot remember the password to our email account for sisters@satellitesisters.com. So,
Liz, I can't either. I haven't been able to access that for a month. I cannot remember the word.
I think one of us must have reset it, and the rest of us don't know. And now none of us can get in. So if you've been emailing us some very important deals, like you'd like to sponsor the show for $1 million for the holiday season, if you could just post that on the Facebook group, potential sponsors, people that would like to, you know, buy out the Satellite Sisters brand, if you're trying to give us any kind of an award, you can either tweet
friends
that.
Friends and family money.
Yeah, friends and family discount.
Free money.
Mystery money
or
you're trying to send us. You're just going to have to post that on Facebook because maybe Leon has the key. So I'll follow up with her later today, but I haven't been able to read our mail for a while either, Monica. So I'm glad I'm not alone.
Bad.
Yeah. Well,
because we kind of count on you, Liz, for the passwords.
I know. So I don't know what happened. It just things expire and then you don't know. And then anyway, so I'm working on that and I'm sure we'll crack it before they invent the ingestible password, but I'll keep my eyes out for that. There were a couple of other technology stories that Satellite Sisters on the Facebook group brought to our attention there. You know, we've had a lot of discussions on Satellite Sisters about Bitcoin and what the heck Bitcoin even is. So Kim and Nancy and Jennifer and others in the past week or two have posted news about what Bitcoin is. And the good news is that it's crashing. So we don't have to spend any more time trying to understand what Bitcoin is, I think, sisters, because it sounds like it's going away.
It's over. Yeah. Past its prime.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we did, I think Leon proposed an alternate currency that would be old Lego pieces. I have a feeling we might be able to have Lego be a currency more effectively than Bitcoin seems to be. So thank you, Kim and Nancy and Jennifer and others. But then Gayla posted something this week that maybe you guys have already talked about this during the week, but Microsoft is working on a smart bra. Have any of you guys read about this?
Yes, that was interesting article about that it would be able to sense, have all kinds of sensors in there and be able to assist you. I just don't like the idea of the people at Microsoft making my brassieres. That's it.
Well, I when I read the headline, Julie, I thought, like, what is it supposed to be smart about? Like, I can imagine, like, if my bra is going to keep track of my heart rate or
yes.
something yeah. related directly to things happening right there under the bra, monitoring for tumors.
Changing cup size.
Yes, exactly. Changing cup size, those kinds of things. But then I read on a little further and I said, no, smart bra is being designed so it can, quote, monitor your emotional state to combat overeating.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
that
will turn like blue and pink. So when you're in my situation, trapped in a house in an ice storm, it will somehow tighten on my body so that I can't open the refrigerator. I don't know. Or provide shocks to me.
Yes, right. Like a dog collar. Like the bark collars or the...
Yeah, something like that. But I just don't like the idea of that group up there, because I have issues with Microsoft. I really just don't want them working on my brassieres. That's
no.
it.
This is Sheila. What I would like is an ingestible bra. I would like a bra to work from the inside out.
Uh-huh.
Because it's the actual bra that I can't I can't deal with anymore. That extra piece of fabric that I need to put on, which I detest and I resent. I'd like to get the support from the inside out.
Sheila.
Okay.
What do you, right?
So we could set up some kind of Satellite Sisters X Prize for that.
Yeah, I mean, they have the technology. Just do it. It's like a bust lift from the inside, and I think that would be really helpful to women.
Yeah,
and I think those are called implants, Sheila. Those are called implants. You can get silicone ones or water-based.
I know you can, Julie, but I'd rather do the pill. I'd be willing to take it every day if I needed to. And maybe a black bra, black pill if I'm feeling sexy. You know, a nice little white lace pill. Just take it, and then that's it. You're done.
Okay. All right, we just put these fantastic ideas out there. And anyone who's listening, if you want to work on this, please just take these ideas and run with them. That is, you know, this
steal
is
our ideas.
This is our gift to you. I would just like maybe one of those bras that did function like an invisible fence so that like it tightened up around you if you tried to, like, you're killing time in an airport and you try to walk into a Cinnabon and whoop. Just tightens right up, so you know, you know you're not supposed to do that. That might be a little sort of behavior modification that I could use. Okay, so that was a technology. And one last thing that somebody posted on our Satellite Sisters Facebook group that I honestly do not know the answer to this question, Jan. Jan said that she had heard through the grapevine that at one point we recorded a show that had all of our brothers on it. And I do not recall doing such a show, but I thought maybe you guys would. Maybe it was back in the day when we were on public radio, but do you remember?
Yes, we did it as a closing. We had each of them record something as a closing. Yes, we did it when we were on public radio.
Yep. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
So we have to go way back into the vault. If you can figure out the password.
Well, that would mean, Jan, excuse me, all of those old cassette tapes are actually in my storage unit. So, but the player to listen to all of that, I'm not sure that exists anymore. But okay, we'll see what we can do about that. See if
Liz has the extension cords to it, but she doesn't have the player.
But I would say I know that Leon posted a message on the Facebook group the other day saying, as you're listening to shows in the iTunes, our extensive iTunes library, as you listen through those old shows, we didn't really post them originally with show dates and descriptions because we loaded them all at one time. But if you're back in the archives and you're listening to a show, like Monica, someone posted this week that they had listened to that show where you had to return a piece of equipment. Do you remember how funny that was?
Oh, yeah. Well, the guy in the white truck came to the hospital to pick up the equipment. Yes.
Yes. Anyway, so she had listened to it and said it was super funny. And so as you do that, we know you're out there listening to our old shows. If you could just send either direct message us on Facebook. Don't send us an email to Satellite Sisters. But direct message us on Facebook and just tell us what the date of that show was and what some of the things were in it. Then we can go back into iTunes and we can add those descriptors. And it will actually make the archive much more useful over the long term. So we're just trying to crowdsource a little bit of information here about what the contents of some of those shows are.
Because our memory is shot and we are shut in.
Okay.
That is what we really become. Yep.
Yep. Okay. All right. Anybody got anything else they need to throw in for this week? Nothing.
No, just reminder.
A little warm weather.
Okay.
Yes, let's get some warm weather. But if it's a little bit chilly, just take my word for it. A tissue cashmere does the trick.
I'm very happy for you, Sheila. Oh, one last thing on technology as it relates to our show. We get a lot of good feedback from the Stitcher app on smartphones. I know we mention that from time to time, but it really does help our rating a lot if you listen either at iTunes and give us a review or Stitcher and give us a thumbs up. So if you have a smartphone and you download the Stitcher app, what it can do now that it didn't used to be able to do, now you can save the shows for listening later, so you don't actually have to be online to be listening to some of our old shows. So download Stitcher, give us a thumbs up every time you listen, and that is really helpful to us, because I noticed they're having like a podcast of the year competition coming up, and it'd be really good for us to, Julie, I know you and I and Leanne have been monitoring our Stitcher rankings, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yes. So people have been so nice and so supportive, so just keep up the good work. That's what I say.
Yep. So just do that instead of sending us an email. That would be much better. Okay, sisters, have a good week.
Stay warm.
You too.
Stay warm up there, Monica.
Thanks for listening, and don't forget, call your satellite sister.
What is this land of America? So many travelers. I'm going on. I'm still young. My darling, meet me there. Wish me luck, my lovey. I'll send for you when I can. And we'll meet at home in the American land. Over there, all the women wear silk and satin. Chilling near the sweet Sahara, growing on the trees. Gold comes rushing out the river straight into your hands when you make your home in the American land. There's diamonds in the sidewalk and gutters rhyming song. Dear, I hear the beer flows at the faucets all night long. There's treasure for the taking for any working man who make his home in the American land. Keep out. There's diamonds in the sidewalk. The gutters line song.